More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
The only way you can get the media to cover illegal immigrants is bring illegals to liberal towns, the Northeast. Delaware, Coral Gables Airport, right? The list goes on and on. This, as Joe Biden and illegal immigrants are being flown now to Delaware. Plane of illegals headed to Delaware when this was talked about yesterday. I think it's a brilliant move. Welcome to the border. We're going to bring the border to you. Take a listen.
We're live on the ground waiting for a plane full of illegal immigrants to land nearby Joe Biden's million-dollar beach house in Delaware. The only way to get the president to react to the open border, because CBS spoke to him for 60 minutes and it never came up, is to send migrants to his doorstep. He finally said something about the illegals being dropped off where he vacations today.
I'm sending migrants to Delaware. Do you have any comment or response to that, sir?
He should come visit. We have a beautiful shoreline.
DeSantis isn't going to Delaware. It's not a swing state. But every news camera in the country went. Have you ever seen this many reporters at the southern border? No. The flight's too far and it's dusty. You don't win Pulitzers at the border. Plus, the humidity messes up your hair. Trust me, I know. The only way you can get the media to cover the border is to bring the border to the Northeast, where it's a short drive from all of their bureaus. And the journalists, quote unquote, can be back home that night for dinner.
They can be home that night for dinner. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now, if you think Martha's Vineyard hasn't figured it out already, the residents there, oh, they have. Martha's Vineyard, they understand that this is going to become a problem pretty darn quickly for them if they don't start to make changes. right? This is all about the changes that are coming. They're concerned about it. Martha's Vineyard residents in a new poll say that they are very concerned about the reality of the situation on the ground. And they are worried that these planes will not stop until the president does something to stop the problem. Take a listen to this resident of Martha's Vineyard.
Were you surprised at all when Governor Ron DeSantis decided, okay, you know what, guess what, I'm going to send 50 of the migrants who volunteered to come to this, to come to Boston, to come to Martha's Vineyard. Were you surprised when they arrived?
No, I wasn't. And I really praised him for doing that because it wasn't a stunt. I know the media's been saying it's a stunt. But, you know, how do you get the attention of the administration? How do you get the attention of Harris, who's supposed to be in charge of this? That
do you think she's been a good border czar?
I don't. It's really a joke, and everyone knows it.
I think it's a joke. Let's just rewind that. I think it's a joke, and everyone knows it. Listen.
That
do you think she's been a good border czar?
I don't. It's really a joke, and everyone knows it.
It's really a joke, and everyone knows it. It's a joke, and everyone knows it. White House press secretary trying to go on offense as she was on MSNBC last night, and she says sending the migrants to blue states puts their lives at risk. So is she admitting that Democrats hate illegal immigrants? Maybe she is. Listen to this.
Has the president reached out to any of these governors? So here's the thing, and I was asked this question earlier today. I don't know why we would reach out to a governor or governors who are clearly playing a political game, right? It is something that they're doing not to find a solution, but to literally put people's lives at risk.
I love this, right? They're not trying to find a solution. Sure they are. If you talk to those governors, they would be telling you the solution is to go back to the Trump policies. That's what they would tell you. They would tell you that we desperately need to secure the border. They would tell you what the solutions are because they're dealing with those problems each and every day. This idea that they wouldn't have a, you know, solutions for you, right, is absurd. And they say, oh, they're putting lives at risk. No, you're putting lives at risk by not securing the border. You've allowed for the human traffickers and the sex trafficker and the smugglers and everyone else to have now the opportunity to exploit people who are just trying to get across the border, number one. Then you have the problem of the putting their lives at risk once they get here because they're vulnerable and young. Many of them have to do jobs that they don't want to do. Many of them are put into sex trafficking and drug smuggling. And then there's a third aspect of this, which is you're putting countless lives at risk by refusing to secure the border. And when you have a overrun at the border, the way that we're witnessing it right now, then what happens? The drugs can freely come into this country because Border Patrol agents and our security personnel is overwhelmed with the people coming across the border, which gives them an opportunity to bring the drugs. Nikki Haley tweeted out last night on this, and she made a great point. She said, quote, over 3.5 million illegal immigrants have entered the U.S. since Biden took office. Enough fentanyl to kill every American was seized in July alone. And we now have record high deaths at the border, Biden's open border, because people are dying coming into America trying to make this trek. Now, Texas Democratic sheriff now claims he is investigating Governor DeSantis's migrant flights, not able to find broken laws. The Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar, a Democrat, is not able to find any laws broken in relation to Governor Ron DeSantis sending dozens of migrants to Martha's Vineyard, announcing an investigation into the matter. Salazar announced an investigation this week claiming that the migrants were lured under false pretenses. Further, he asserted that someone hunted them down, preyed upon them for the sake of political theater. So since he's an elected sheriff, right, he's like, all right, well, here's my opportunity to do it. This is all I've got to do to find right? You know, and go after Ron DeSantis. Now, I can promise you, the guy who we're talking about, this sheriff, is going to run for a different office. This is a political stunt, clearly, by him to get his name out there. And it worked, by the way. Smart move by him, right? A very, very, very smart move by him to do this. When he came out and he announced this, quote, full investigation, claiming that migrants were lured under false pretenses. But this is a guy who, you know, tried to provide his details at this press conference. He admitted during the press conference that he is, quote, not able to say that any laws were ever broken or even broken or that a crime was committed. He was asked by people in the press, and he said, quote, at this point, and I'm quoting exactly here, I'm not able to definitively say here's the statute that they broke, either federal, state, or local. But what I can tell you is it's just wrong from a human rights perspective. What was done to these folks is wrong, he said, essentially undercutting his own argument. He continued, from now on out, we're hoping to talk to some of these victims and witnesses firsthand to find out what was said and what was done. How were you lured into this? And then the full extent of how they were placed in harm's way. At that point, we will make the determination if there was any criminal activity. Certainly, I can tell you right now, the allegations that we've heard is absolutely distasteful. It's disgusting. Now, this coming right after they say, again, September the 19th, just 2 days ago, the Bexar County Sheriff's Office opened an investigation into the migrants that were lured to the Migration Resource Center located in Bexar County, Texas, and flown to Florida, where they were ultimately left to fend for themselves in Martha's Vineyard, Maine. Additionally, we were making and we are working with private attorneys. So now they're partnering with private attorneys who are representing the victims as well as advocacy organizations regarding this incident. We are also preparing to work with any federal agencies that have that have jurisdiction should that need arise. DeSantis's office, as you know, dismissed the investigation, noting that the migrants were more than willing to leave Texas after being abandoned, homeless, and left to fend for themselves in the county where this guy's saying this should never happen. Quote, Florida gave them an opportunity to seek greener pastures in a sanctuary jurisdiction that offered greater resources for them, as we expected. Unless the National Guard has abandoned these individuals, they've been provided accommodations, clothing, and more options to succeed following their unfair enticement into the United States of America. Unlike the 53 migrants who died in a truck found abandoned in the same county in June where this scumbag sheriff is actually the sheriff. Same county, folks. He wasn't outraged over the 53 migrants who died in that truck found abandoned in Bexar County. Indeed, Martha's Vineyard residents were not willing to care for the migrants long term, essentially deporting them off their elite island within 48 hours, DeSantis went on to say. And so instead of scrambling and worrying about a bunch of rich people and having 50, oh, by the way, they already bust them out, they're gone, DeSantis said during a Friday press conference, highlighting the hypocrisy of those who claim to have endless compassion for displaced migrants. Now, in a letter to D.C., Governor Abbott wrote, quote, Mexican drug cartels terrorize the United States and its citizens every day, leaving thousands of dead bodies in their wake. Their latest weapon of choice are the millions of tiny pills laced with fentanyl that they pour across our southern border. As a result, it is necessary now more than ever for you to designate the cartels. And any similarly situated Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations under Section 219 of the Immigration and Nationality Act. This move would help us fight back against these terrorists and disrupt their deadly attacks on Americans. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 75,000 Americans died from drug overdoses that involved fentanyl between February 2021 and February of 2022. To put that in context, the governor writes, the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism reports there were 3,905 deaths of Americans in terrorist attacks worldwide between 1995 and 2019, most of them occurring on September the 11th. In this light, the magnitude of the terrorism related to the introduction of fentanyl by Mexican drug cartels is astonishing. The reason for the explosion of fentanyl deaths in America is that the Mexican drug cartels are trafficking fentanyl across our southern border at a greater rate than ever, thanks to our open border policies. Actually, they say your open border policies, referring to the Biden administration. In April of 2021, letter to you, both I made this request for designation. There was no action, no response, Governor Abbott concludes. But if you're ready to make America safe, Americans safer, it will be better late than never. As the number of American deaths continues to rise due to the cartel's terrorist behavior, now is the time to act. We do not have more time to waste. Officials in the governor's office added, quote, with Mexican drug cartels distinguishing fentanyl as a counterfeit pill and targeting children. With rainbow fentanyl pills, the governor emphasized in his letter that immediate decisive action is needed from the Biden administration to combat this deadly crisis impacting the nation. The governor met in Midland for a border security roundtable attended by the top people in Texas, from the DPS director to the Midland County judges to the sheriffs, talking about just how bad things have gotten. The governor also directed state agencies to begin preparations for the next session of the Texas legislature. The governor ordered the agencies to outline statutory changes, budget priorities, and other initiatives that will enhance the state's ability to fight back against these terrorist organizations and provide emergency overdose treatment expansion, as well as expand substance abuse treatment programs, saying, quote, we must take all appropriate action to inform Texans and the country of the dangers and prevent additional deaths. Together, we can help bring awareness to the threat posed by fentanyl and do our part to address the crisis at the hands of these terrorists. Under Operation Lone Star, the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Texas National Guard seized more than 335 million lethal doses of fentanyl, the governor's office reported. Why on earth would the president of the United States of America not declare these cartels, terrorist organizations, is beyond me. I don't understand it. I don't. I mean, this would save kids' lives. That's what I do know.
Now, before I get into any more of the insanity of these people on the left, I want to tell you real quick about legacy precious metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues. And you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Something else interesting that's happening right now that I want you to hear about. Sean Hannity last night had a very interesting discussion about the overwhelming number of illegal immigrants coming across the border and the issues that are being created for migrants because of these policies. Now, he was talking about some of the elections that are happening in this country with Fetterman, for example, and some of the problems there.
I want you to hear how he connects these dots. Listen.
Hannity, an explosive new report on the Biden family's corrupt business deals, this time actually involving the Communist Party of China. Plus, we have more painful evidence tonight that Pennsylvania's trust fund brat in a hoodie that never worked a day in his life, John Fetterman, is not fit to serve. And in the state of New York, believe it or not, gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin is going to join us with more on the state's insane zero bail laws that are now putting everybody in the state in danger. And believe it or not, I know you might not, there is a chance a Republican can actually win the governorship in a blue state like New York. We'll tell you why. But we begin with a new record for the Biden administration. This year, I guess it's time to celebrate if you're pro-open borders, because for the first time in U.S. history, we have now reported over 2 million illegal immigrant crossings at our southern border, breaking, by the way, last year's record high of 1.7 million. In other words, after vowing to address the root causes of mass illegal immigration, well, and appointing his vice president as border czar, the crisis has become even worse than you can believe. Now, apparently, Kamala's only trip to the southern border, which really wasn't where things were happening. Just a quick trip through El Paso just last year. That truly was not enough. To put this in perspective, more illegal immigrants are now pouring across this border than at the time of this video. Take a look at that video. Remember that video? Now, that shows thousands in these makeshift camps under a bridge in Del Rio. Maybe Martha's Vineyard could set up a few areas in that beautiful island for people that need help. They're so open-minded and they believe in sanctuary status, and they have a sign all over the place that says, "We welcome immigrants." But anyway, now Biden is dispersing newly arriving illegal immigrants all over the country. He's been doing this for a year and a half, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning, secret flights, secret bus rides, or as Jen Psaki used to call them, early morning flights, while at the same time refusing to even admit that we have a problem. Now, Joe seems to think that he's owed some kind of mulligan because this latest wave of illegals, they're coming from Venezuela and not Mexico. This is what Joe said.
On the border, why is the border more overwhelmed under your watch, Mr. President?
Because there are three countries that are never have. There are fewer immigrants coming from Central America and from Mexico. This is a totally different circumstance.
Totally different. Wide open borders, they're still getting in. Reports now from Breitbart saying that Venezuela is literally emptying their prison population and sending them to Joe Biden's wide open borders. Now, Biden's always more than happy to provide excuses, but here's what he will not tell you. This year alone, another record, 78 individuals on the FBI's terror screening database were apprehended at our southern border. That is triple the previous record. And meanwhile, record fentanyl seizures at the border, they continue to spike. Fentanyl is now the number one killer of young Americans, claiming a new victim every 5 minutes. A record number of migrants crossing the border are also dying. They are drowning in the Rio Grande every single week. Some get lost in the desert and die from thirst and heat exhaustion. Others are killed by human traffickers and some of the cartels. There are also large numbers of reported rapes, including young children. In one rural Texas border county, the local funeral home has been operating at triple their capacity, stacking bodies on top of bodies in freezers, housing others in a storage facility that was once used for COVID treatments. This facility typically performs 300 funerals a year, but it is now receiving up to 20 dead illegal immigrants every single week. This is now a real humanitarian crisis. Look at your screen. The situation is so bad that Maverick County, they're now burying many of these migrants in graves marked, you can see right there, with PVC pipes. But none of America's virtuous and compassionate Democrats really seem to care, because it's not in their backyard. They only care about the people that went to Martha's Vineyard. You know, instead, they're furious. The Governor DeSantis had the audacity to fly these migrants to Martha's Vineyard, the liberal safe haven that it is, with another rumored upcoming flight to Delaware near Joe Biden's beach house. I think that's a great idea. Now, attorneys in Boston, they're now attempting to file a class action lawsuit against DeSantis. I say that's great, because then every state can turn around and sue Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and his administration for, number one, shredding the Constitution, not enforcing the laws in the land, aiding and abetting lawbreaking, and by the way, being involved in human trafficking, and he's done this now for the last year and a half. But no one on the left is saying a single thing about the bodies that are stacking up at funeral homes in South Texas. There's no legal action against the Biden administration for the hundreds of migrants sleeping on the streets of El Paso. There's no outrage over the dozens of early morning flights dispersing illegal immigrants by the Biden administration. None whatsoever. And now, by the way, 2 million border crossings and counting. But border czar, your vice president, Kamala Harris, can't even be bothered to talk about the crisis. Today, she was deeply engulfed in yet another word salad, as Tucker was pointing out, this time about community banks in communities where communities have people in communities. Take a look.
We invested an additional $12 billion into community banks, because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community.
I didn't know community banks were inside communities. Here's one other example of the significance of the passage of time. We could literally play this all night, because this is a speaking pattern she's developed. Everyone can see that Vice President Harris is absolutely not up to this job. And I thought Joe was bad. Take a look at this.
We are expanding access to transportation. Seems like maybe it's a small issue, it's a big issue. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
I love that one. You need to get to go where you need to get to go. You need to get to go to work.
The significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids and say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree.
Now, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Children of the community. You got to go to get to where you got to go. And the passage of time. And community banks have banks that are in the community, so the people in the community can go to the community bank. It's pretty clear that neither Biden nor Harris are willing or able to secure the border, save lives. There's only one way to hold them accountable. This reminder, in 49 days, you have all the power to vote.
You have all the power to vote.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time, with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have got some new data that's come out, a survey. 68% of Americans felt safer 2 years ago with Trump in office. Yeah, most Americans say they admit they felt safer 2 years ago when President Donald Trump was in office. A Convention of the States group survey released Thursday found the survey asked, do you feel as safe in America today as you did 2 years ago? 67.9%, basically 68% said they do not feel as safe in America today as they did 2 years ago when Trump was in the White House. Another 27.1% say they do not feel as safe, and 5% say they remain unsure. Both Republican and Democrats, as well as Republicans and independents, specifically had a different perspective than the liberal Democrats who will support these idiots like Biden at all costs. If you add Republicans and Democrats together, 86.8% and 61.4%, respectively, said they do not feel as safe in Biden's America. Now, 86% of Republicans say that. That's pretty impressive. But the number that's even more interesting, and this is goes back to what the issue should be for the midterms, which I talked about yesterday. 64.1% of Americans that describe themselves as independent voters said they do not feel as safe in Biden's America. Democrats remain relatively split. As a plurality, 47.8%, they said they feel just as safe today as they did 2 years ago. But there is 44.9% of Democrats who say they do not feel safe. Now, this survey was taken over 3 days, more than 1,000 respondents. The data comes, American communities continue to experience a crime wave in Biden's America. Conservative lawmaker Senator Marsha Blackburn and Bill Hagerty sent a letter to President Joe Biden last week calling on the White House to fight the national crime wave, demanding a commitment to law enforcement, among other things. Quote, rampant crime is not inevitable. Tough law enforcement can stop it, Blackburn and Hagerty wrote, that, but that requires a commitment to law enforcement. Quote, as a result of the rise of assaults and homicides, the senators are asking the Biden administration to deploy federal grant programs to go to law enforcement units fighting violent crime. The lawmakers are also urging Biden to revive Operation Legend, which was initiated by the Trump administration in 2020 and named for a four-year-old boy who was shot and killed by a stray bullet in Kansas City, saying this operation deployed federal law enforcement officials in 9 major American cities to help state and local law enforcement partners combat violent crime. From July to December of 2020, under Operation Legend, over 6,000 arrests were made, including approximately 467 for homicide. More than 2,600 illegal firearms were seized, and over 18 kilos of fentanyl were seized. In Memphis, this operation resulted in 266 arrests, 124 individuals charged with federal crimes of violence or narcotics. Additionally, the lawmakers did not ignore the reality of the open border, urging Biden to close it to prevent the pandemic of drug and human trafficking and criminal violence traveling across the nation. A recent survey from The Economist found that Biden is underwater on crime, as 35% approve of his handling of crime and now 47% disapprove of his handling of crime. Again, 68% of Americans feel safe. Or, 68% of Americans felt safer 2 years ago with Donald Trump in office than they do right now with this guy, Joe Biden, in office. Many Americans, I think, believe now that he just doesn't seem to care. That he just kind of says, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. That it's not that big of a deal. And that's part of the big problem here. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.